Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the shit in the showers at EDC, Corey guesses the definition of plur, an update on Free Britney, and Dave Chappelle and Meghan McCain facing the consequences for their actions. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon. .com/psychobabble. If you're not on the Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you tried smiling?
I am. Anti.
Smile at me. Anti.
I don't know.
Smile at me, baby.
I'm trying to. I have it.
Blow
I'm doing
me
it.
One last kiss. Oh. yeah, I was gonna say force some laughter on yourself. Try giggling. Have you tried to giggle? Would you rather be a Wiggles or a Giggles?
You can't wiggle without giggling, and you can't
that's
giggle without wiggling.
That's a lie. I could definitely wiggle without the giggle.
Yeah, me too. So I don't really know what I was saying. Hi, Corey.
Caught in your web of lies again. Hello, Tyler. Good day, m'lady. Moderna.
Hello, Moderna. I just got back last night, yesterday.
That's what I heard. Where from?
I was in Las Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. Did you get lost?
Vegas, baby. No, I think I got found.
Oh. Did you befriend a cat? Did you befriend a caterpillar?
I didn't.
I think I saw a TikTok of you live from a rave.
It wasn't live. Well, I mean, the video was filmed as it was filmed, so in that way, it was live for the moment that it was live.
I'll be honest with you. I scrolled up when I saw it, but I thought, did someone review this beforehand?
No.
Is this like the time he got really stoned and asked me to come take his computer from him so he wouldn't tweet anything?
I don't remember that.
I ignored your phone call and Lisa went over to your house instead.
Oh. No, I recorded it. I recorded it and then I posted it to TikTok. I thought, you know what? I'm going to say a quick hello to the people. And I said hello from the rave.
TikTok, you don't stop.
I went to my first EDC. Do you know what EDC stands for?
Electric Dance Concert.
Nope. Daisy.
Evil Demons. Could.
Electric Daisy Carnival, I believe.
Extraterrestrials don't cuss.
No.
Eggs do contain.
They do. I find that every eggshell does contain.
Easter. Dang it.
Okay.
Chocolate.
Ernest douches Krusties.
Well, if that ain't the truth.
So I went to my first EDC.
And?
Which of course stands for...
Electric Daisy concert.
No. Well, close, but I wanted you to make up another new one.
You know, did your mom ever buy one of those electric daisies that plays a saxophone?
Ha!
you know what I'm doing. People, do the people
I know what you're talking about. I don't think I ever had
it's
that.
Like,
no.
It's like a sunflower. It wasn't in the budget. With glasses and a little pot.
Yes.
And it like
yes.
Wiggled, and it wiggled and giggled and it played a saxophone. What
yeah.
the fuck were those called?
I think they were related to the...
They're related to that fish that sings on the wall, I think.
No. Well, yeah. They're related also to the raisins.
Oh, I loved the California Raisins.
I find the California Raisins who love jazz to be related to the... Aren't they like jazz? Don't
yeah, they
love jazz?
Well, the way you said that some of them do, and I thought, I think all California Raisins love jazz.
Well, yeah. Okay, so then they are related to the daisies who play the saxophone.
Definitely.
Maybe they're in the same band. And definitely. Then also... The lead singer is that fish on the wall.
They were nominated in the same Grammy category. That's for sure.
Which one?
Jazz loving.
I think they got
people
the
who
VMAs. No, they won VMAs. The Latin VMAs
best
ringtone.
Well, it yep. was her birthday this week.
Who?
Happy birthday to Katy Perry.
Do you think she's going to collaborate with that animal band?
Winner of Latin America Best Ringtone 2010.
Somebody had to win. It was stacked.
My great-grandma had a whole shelf of California Raisins, and we would always, I would love going to her house because we could sit on the couch and play with. She must have had every California Raisin there was.
Okay.
I wonder what
I didn't know. Do they each have their own personalities?
Yeah, it's like Smurfs.
Do people know who the California Raisins are? Maybe the Smurfs are the fan base.
It's
they
like
feel like they could be in that world.
Same Spider-Verse for sure.
Sure, sure, sure.
So what did you do at EDC other than make a TikTok?
I did it all.
For the Nookie?
Yeah, basically. So I went with friends that I made at EDC Orlando.
Brag alert.
And... We camped.
Oh yeah, you told me about camping,
which was
How
really
was it?
Fun. It
did
was
you,
wonderful.
Did you have stank?
Well, I think I would have stank no matter where I slept.
Were you ripe for daddy?
No, but I did get invited to a tent orgy. I didn't go, and they were like, "Don't worry if you stink." I was like, okay.
I think, if anything, I think I would be far too tall for a tent orgy. I think you're
I don't
about
think
the right height, but me could never.
I don't, yeah. I the tent was pretty small for four people.
Yeah, when I did four people, is that even an
four
orgy
people.
Or is that a foursome?
No, that was who I stayed with. It wasn't the orgy
oh,
itself.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the orgy. Yeah. I had things to do.
I would have at least walked by.
Yeah, well, they did
it could have
say
been like
what
sock
street
puppets.
It was.
Good,
like, because the tents are all organized by, like, it's a grid system. So it's like streets and avenues and things. So they were like, we're on this street if you want to swing by. I was like, well, it's a long street. Is it going to be worth it just to be, like, carefully listening at each tent? I want to hear if it's happening, but I don't know where on the street, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Maybe next year.
Maybe. But the tenting was cool. So you like stay like within walking distance of the entire festival. And so instead of taking shuttles back to the hotels or
yeah.
like back to the strip and then going to Piranha, the gay club, you could like stay, you just walked back to your tent and then you could go to like, there's like a town square kind of area of the camping grounds where there's like vendors 24/7, there's DJs and up until the like dawn. So it was really fun. It was wonderful. I don't know how anybody would ever stay at a hotel instead of camp.
Did
unless they're
bathe?
Like snooty. There's like shower trucks.
Oh, so, yeah, like, it sounds very much like what it was when I did the AIDS life cycle bike ride.
Probably, yeah.
It was very nice. They had
it was easy.
Showers.
It was easy. The only thing that was gross, the only time I was like, well, this is wrong, was I was showering on the last day and I looked down.
No, don't look down. I think
and
always
maybe it's
my
down. Maybe it's my one drawback to getting LASIK is that I see things that maybe I wouldn't have seen before.
What did you see?
Well,
were you waffle stomping?
Somebody forgot to.
No.
I looked down and on the like up against the wall of the entire like truck of shower, like the 10 showers in a row, there's a grate that all of the water drains into up against the wall. So like it's a shared grate down the whole line of showers.
Yep.
In my shower stall, I looked down.
It wasn't great.
It looked like some type of fossilized geode or something. And I thought, well, certainly that can't be what I think it could be. And I looked down a little bit more and yep, it was somebody had just taken a big, huge, it wasn't like shaped like a shit. It was just like a pile of what was feces. It was just like a pile.
That person was definitely on the way to the tent orgy.
I know. Well, that's what I thought. I thought, oh, well, you know what? At least they're getting ready.
There was sex in the showers on the like AIDS life cycle bike ride that I did, but I didn't see any shit.
Mm.
But I also didn't look that hard.
there was a lot of sex, I think. I mean, I didn't hear any of it or see any of it, but like, it was talk of the town, you know.
Oh. Was this predominantly gay? Were there people of all kinds there?
There were straight people, but there were a lot of gays, yes.
Well, the homosexuals love to dance.
Of course.
We love it to wiggle and giggle.
It was a really good festival. I thought Corey would have so much fun.
Well, I am known for loving fun. I love to laugh.
It was... It was very plur, which is very much my vibe. What's plur?
What the fuck is plur? Plur?
Yeah, P-L-U-R. Take a guess.
Is this like chuggy?
No.
Plur is like when all your perfect people...
Perfect little urination.
Are all your pretty little uglies are raven.
Ravers. Urine ravers.
When your pretty little uglies are raven, plur.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, plur is peace, love, unity, respect. And so it's like it's supposed to be like a mindset within the raving community. Listen. Where if you are a plur person, if you like live by plur, everybody's welcome.
I'm plur
it's
the house.
Good vibes
now.
Only.
Yeah, listen. I was just gonna say on the Real Housewives of Potomac, they went out of town and they were very plur because they had GVO, which was good vibes only. But guess what?
Well,
they fought the whole time.
they wish they were the Real Housewives of Plurtomic.
They were not the Real Housewives of Plurtomic, but Wendy was really trying to make them be. And
who's
that's
Wendy.
Wendy is a second season housewife. She got her whole body redone for this season. She got tits and ass.
What'd she look like before? A California raisin?
She was fine before. She wasn't ugly, but she
The shit in the shower looked like a California raisin, but a big, big, big one.
Did it look like that one fossil on Animal Crossing?
Yes. That's what it looked like. That's what I first thought.
That's what I was picturing.
Yeah.
That one fossil on Animal Crossing.
So that was the only drawback. I did.
Well, listen, if you didn't see shit in a shower stall until the last day, I say count your blessings, honey. Plur the house down boots. You could have seen
That's right.
You could have seen shit in your shower every day.
I had a lot of Pop-Tarts all weekend.
What flavor?
Strawberry and s'mores.
I don't mean to be rude, but I recently bought a box of the pumpkin Pop-Tarts, and they fucking suck. They suck.
Oh.
There I said
Send
it.
Them to me.
They're
Send
terrible.
Them in the mail.
Well, I have one little foil thing left, in my cupboard, so when you get here this weekend, maybe you can have them.
Hell yeah. I'll eat it.
You do love eating things.
I do.
Yes.
What? jinx on the on that one, you know.
Oh, okay. You got me. Goop got me.
So I spent all weekend wiggling and giggling and raving. The second day was the best day because I abandoned the group and I just went to a techno tent and I didn't leave for 7 hours.
That sounds fun.
That's Did where you... I made my hello video.
It gave me very, what was the vibe? What was that place we went for your 30th? And at one point,
Beyond Wonderland,
you were really mesmerized by this woman who had those lights on her finger.
Okay.
And so when I saw your TikTok, it was just flashbacks to that moment, and I thought, I've seen this before.
Well, it was that plus the underpass rave, techno raver goths.
Very. Oh yes, the under the rave, under the bridge techno raver goths.
That was me. That was where I was. Listen, it was great.
I'm happy for you. Very plur.
I was, yeah, plur the house down boots. Please, so when you're plur and you have the candy bracelets on, you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I've never.
Okay, well, we're going to do it this upcoming weekend.
And you let people bite your wrist?
You go up to somebody who's also plur and you're like, I love your vibe. You want to trade candies? And you do peace, so you do your fingers together like peace, love. So it's like that.
Yeah,
it's each hand. Love, unity, and respect.
Oh wow!
And then when your hands are like interlaced, you put you trade your bracelets.
I saw that one video. Remember that guy gave his big bracelet away to some girl, and everyone was like,
no.
And I was like, that probably cost $3 whole.
I like bracelets that are simple. For me, if you're I respect any raver who likes to have their huge chunky bead bracelet.
Pandora
situations.
Bracelet at the rave.
It's more than a Pandora bracelet. It is, people have like full sleeves of beads going
but
on.
Does your elbow bend? Have you ever seen?
I don't know. So I elbow. one of the boys in the group, he did one day with all of his, because he's like raver. So he had all of his bracelets all the way up the arm, and it was like it to me. It seemed like, you know, when you have the like weights on your ankles for your workout.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible. I don't want to carry that. I don't want to lug
Think
it.
Think of how nice your calves will look, defined, trimmed.
I think it was a full weekend leg day for me. I was so exhausted.
Maybe I'll order some leg and wrist weights to wear to the next festival and really get my workout in.
Just wear a big chunky boot.
I'm going to wear a chunky boot, a chunky necklace. It's chunky is in.
I bought 3 pashminas.
Really?
Yes.
And what colors?
One rainbow, one, well, they're all kind of different types of rainbow, to be honest.
Did you wear any of it to the festival?
Yeah, because it's like when you're walking around from set to set, you get chilly, but you also want to like, you also are in like mesh and nothing.
And you want to be soft.
Yeah, that was my weekend and it was wonderful. I had fun.
I love that for you.
There wasn't a single second where I didn't do what I wanted.
Listen, baby, you know that
people
is...
and there were people in my group being like, oh, we have to go to this because somebody wants to go to that.
No.
And then we have to leave early for this. I said, you don't have to do anything. You can do everything you want to, just abandon people and go.
You
live
know
your life.
What I say, honey, you are in charge of your own good time. If you're bored, you're boring.
Retweet.
Waffle stomp the house down boots.
You should be wearing boots.
Yeah.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I was in Michigan for a wedding over the weekend.
I know.
It
was it?
Oh, well, I got my full Michigan experience where it was fall one day and then summer one day and then winter one day and spring one day. What a great time to be alive.
That's pretty gruel.
It was great. The wedding was so fun. There was lots of dancing and drinking, but I just remember all these weddings I went to when I was a kid, and it's like when my parents were my age and they got to dance to like fun, like 70s and 80s, like that was their oldies throwback, like fun dancing wedding songs. And now here we are having to dance to like Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. Like, I don't want that. Wait, also, which was fine. The music was actually really great. But with the exception of Holla Back Girl. But the DJ also played an electric fiddle. Ooh. So like he would put on like Back That Thing Up by Juvenile, but then he would come out from behind the booth with his electric fiddle, and it was wild. This man was I only saw him as a double threat, but he must be a triple threat. The talent that he had. Have you ever seen a man with an electric fiddle at a wedding?
No, but it does sound like a threat.
It was incredible. He played the Cotton Eye Joe, and he came out with his fiddle and did a fiddle solo to Cotton Eye Joe. I thought, where? Why?
Did you come from? Where did you go?
Well, I went to get a cocktail at that moment, and then I discovered they had like brought out more late night snacks, which is always key at a wedding. Like a spicy crispy chicken sandwich came out at like 11 o'clock. Bitch.
Absolutely.
I was wet.
I will say I abandoned my vegetarianism for the weekend.
Yeah, it was a pillar.
I did not eat a caterpillar, but I had so many chicken fingers.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, you know what? I am dancing my fucking ass off. I need protein.
Yeah.
And the other option was like slices of pizza. I was like, I can't have any pizza right now. I want something like, I need
you should have
sustenance.
You should have ordered. Well, I mean, the crust has got carbs, right?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw Purple Disco Machine, Corey.
I'm so fucking jealous.
It was incredible.
They're coming to LA in December on like a Saturday.
Come down.
Not coming to San Francisco. So
come down.
I'm like actually fully considering. I've done nothing but listen to the album on repeat since it dropped.
Book the ticket. It was such a good set because it was so funky-licious. I loved it.
It's just been my running playlist. It's been great. I'm so jelly. Do you have any hot takes on the pop cult you want to discuss?
Pop cult.
Pop cult.
I have been like annoyed about the Dave Chappelle of it all, but like, who wants to give that air?
I knew it was happening, and then I saw like the walkout day because Lisa had tweeted like happy walkout day to Netflix. So I was like scrolling the hashtag or whatever that day. But
I didn't watch the special. So Dave Chappelle put out a comedy special on Netflix, and apparently singles out trans people and specific trans people and makes fun of them. And I don't really know the specifics on how or what, because I'm not going to watch it. And I haven't really looked into what he said, because I'm like, if the trans community is upset about it, then like, I don't need to form an opinion about it. I stand with the people actually affected. Like, I don't need to say whether or not I think it's offensive. Clearly, if the community thinks it's offensive, then it's offensive. But apparently Dave Chappelle is like doubling down, tripling down on.
Are we surprised?
Yeah. I just am like, how cheap do you have to be to throw a community that is already discriminated against under the bus in exchange for press for your content?
I saw.
Because like, that must be it. Otherwise, is he just a bad person or an unfunny person or all of the above or what?
I saw a really good tweet. I wish I would have saved it. Maybe it was on Instagram or Twitter yesterday. That said, like, friendly reminder, like, Dave Chappelle didn't have to do a special where he referenced trans people at all. He chose to do it. He called, right. He called with on that community, and now they're responding to him. If he didn't want any of this, then it's not like it was something he had to talk about. He chose to include it in his special. He chose to try to make those jokes, if you want to call them jokes. And, like, now he's all flustered, but it's like, bitch, don't call on that community. Don't bring up their names if you don't want a reaction. It's just ridiculous. I feel like I'm glad we talked so long about other stuff before this, because I felt like all the pop culture news stuff was stuff like this that I didn't really want to give air to. And like Meghan McCain calling The View a toxic work environment. Like, honey, like, what?
Things are only toxic if, well, actually, that's not true. But for this situation and for Dave Chappelle, like, you love to reap, but you don't love to sow. So, like, what you're getting is what you asked for. Like, don't be upset when there are consequences for your actions. If you're a shitty person, maybe life might not be good for you.
Is that right?
I think so. It should be.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. Megan's like, isn't Megan not like talking about, isn't this all press for her like tell all book that she has coming out, when like the whole time she was on The View, all she ever did was like complain when people made tell all books? I'm just like, honey.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and then she fucking went on Watch What Happens Live and was talking about how she's such good friends with Erica Jane, and I'm like, oh, you're friends with a criminal who stole money from orphans and burn victims, and I know you don't even know what that's all about, but...
I have no clue about any of this. Single thing.
Is Erica Jane your favorite housewife from Real Beverly
no.
Hills?
No, she's not very plur. I don't think.
I will say that. Did you see... Brittany dragged her family in her Instagram post.
I did not. What Wait. Happened? Oh well, God. I mean, we haven't really talked about it, really, the Free Brittany situation and the outcome of that's been like in development, because anytime I feel like we even skirt on it, there's a new update. And so I don't even know the latest other than, so her dad is out of the picture.
Yeah.
Now, right?
Yeah.
And so what is she, where is she at? She's able to do what she wants now?
I think she's getting close.
Okay,
I'm trying to find this. trying to find this post that she had written. Oh, it was the Christmas tree one. There it is. She posted a Christmas tree and said, bitch, she can do what she wants now. So she's putting up her Christmas tree early this year to celebrate. But she went on this like tangent about not being able to drive, and now she's like finally able to drive herself again, and she's nervous to drive. But at the very end of the post, it was something like, Lord have mercy on my family's soul if I ever do an interview.
Oh,
everyone was like,
very me.
Everyone was like, oh honey, do the interview. They were like tagging Oprah, they're like, give her an interview, sit down with her like you did Megan and Harry.
Yeah, I mean, if that would bring her peace, then yes. If it would be traumatic of an experience to relive publicly, then I don't want her to do it. But
yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I just think,
yeah,
I'm like, good for her. If she gets to be free and doesn't ever want to put out another album or perform ever again, good for her.
That's how I feel.
She's in charge of her own good time.
Hey, did you see Dune?
No. But
neither
I saw
have I.
I saw My ex in college was obsessed with Dune, so I knew he was wet over the weekend. But I saw people tweeting saying that it was just kind of like Tremors. So I'm like, should we just
watch that was my nightmare movie.
Should we just watch Tremors? Well, then, baby, Tremors, you're not going to want to watch Dune.
When I was little, and I used to not be able to sleep in without like a flat nightlight because of Tremors. Maybe. I would think
that nightlight ain't going to save you if they're under the house.
I cannot get out of bed unless I can see where I'm stepping because a tremor was going to get me is how I felt. I did feel it.
You're much more likely to have someone just hiding under your bed ready to like cut your Achilles.
A tremor.
No, a tremor would just fucking eat your whole house. Did you actually see the movie or not?
Not, well, I was like 6, 5, 4. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, when I was home over the weekend, we were talking about scary stuff, and my older brother and I were also discussing how our parents would like let us watch Chucky when we were like 5 or 6 and Tremors and all that shit.
Did you see the new Chucky TV show?
No, but I heard it slaps.
Yeah, I need to watch it because Chucky, to me, Chucky is the moment. Chucky is
how
I was Chucky for my Halloween costume contest party on in Animal Crossing.
And did you
win?
And
it was so cute. No, I didn't win. I didn't win a single category.
Sounds like you.
Oh, wait. I don't think I competed in the categories.
They you didn't were the host? You were the judge?
I was the host. Yes. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I should post pictures of the looks that everyone did because everything was so good. I loved it.
I'm sorry I missed it.
How dare you?
Did the island look good?
The island always looks good. We're playing today, and I have so much work to do. Matilda has moved on to the moon. She lives in space on the moon. And
is it a purple moon?
No. You'll just have to come over and see.
I thought she's the purple rainbow bitch.
The moon is moon-colored.
Not you saying me come over as if you've ever invited me.
Oh. Okay, well, come over.
You want to fight? And then I throw a shovel and hit you in the back of the head as you run away.
And maybe. You got a hard-ass head.
Got a hard-ass head. All right, is there anything else? I think that's it.
Well, everyone's been asking for Adele, but I feel like we should wait for the album.
What's there to say? Do I like the new song? Yeah. Do I like the 80s version of the song? Yeah.
Do I haven't heard the 80s for version. Adele?
You sent the 80s version in the Discord.
Oh.
At least I
don't know if I've heard it. I don't think I've heard it.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, I plan on doing like an Adele Queens edition. I don't think
we've ever done one. So yeah, let's plan that for when the album drops mid-November.
Okay. Well, Corey, I'll see you this weekend. But in the meantime, where can I find you? Where can people find you?
You can find me kissing.
Okay.
Just kissing.
Sounds pretty plur.
Just kissing. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitch. I'm going to be playing Animal Crossing Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm playing Drawy, Fortnite, and Dead by Daylight. And Thursday, I'm playing Sims.
Look at you.
I know. A full week of fun.
All right.
All right, designer. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.